Are you a sheep? No. You're a dragon. Be a dragon.
This is for all the girls who grew up without strong geek role models to help them discover their geek dreams.
For everyone who's ever been quizzed about their video game knowledge because girls don't play games.
Geek Hearing is working to bring female identifying geeks into their prime to be the role models, dreams, and voices.
Are you ready for this?
Welcome to Geek Hearing, a critical geek culture podcast where we talk the good and the bad parts of being a chick in a male-dominated environment. Hi, my name is Monica, and with me today is my lovely, glorious, equipped, amazing, Switch-owning co-host, Amanda!
Hey, hey, hey!
Hey, hey, hey!
When you called me equipped, I was like, hey-o!
I only realized after I said it that that might be the wrong word to use again, but then aren't we used to that already?
Yep, it's all good.
All good. How are you doing?
Doing great. How are you?
Well, today I'm so-so. I have a coffee detox-induced headache that's now lasting for the second day. So probably we'll go back to the couch after this session, or maybe to bed. I'm not entirely sure yet, but yes, headache.
I used to get a lot of headaches, and thankfully I don't anymore.
Yesterday I got to a point where I was like, I'm going to take a pill, right? Then I took a medicine, and then all my allergies came back. And I'm like, Jesus Christ, man, I can't win, can I?
Nope. Oh, it's out to get you.
So I went to bed at 9:15 or something, which is super early for me.
Can confirm. Yeah, I know, because we messaged you at like 10 or something, and it's like, there's no response.
Nope.
This is not late for Monica.
She was already 30 minutes off life.
Yeah, it's the same thing, really.
Agree. But other than that, all is good in the hood. I'm excited mostly for you, though.
Yes, there's been some exciting things happening over here in the Thankful Cow headquarters.
Finally. We have been waiting forever for this day to come.
It has been a good day. But before we get into it, I just want to say that we don't have a topic again for this episode. We're doing a little bit of geek herring and chill.
Geek herring and chill, that's the best kind. I have my glass of water because I don't drink coffee right now. I'm chilling the shit out of this episode.
I have herbal tea, so I'm like geek herring and tea session. It's super, super fancy.
It's super British. I love sometimes how you really cannot deny that where we come from.
That I'm super weird?
No, that you're super British sometimes.
But I'm not. Herbal tea isn't a very British thing. It's
but more general, you have thing. A general routine of drinking tea that is very British. Maybe it's
true.
Not at 5, but it's at 10 for you, but it's a routine.
Well, 5 o'clock
think.
Tea is like a food situation.
Is it?
It's not like a cup of tea. It's like to have your tea is to like have your dinner or something.
I only recently found out that high tea is something very specific with a lot of bakeries and stuff.
Yeah, high tea / afternoon tea. It's like little finger sandwiches, scones, jam and cream, and sweets, and then cups of tea.
So weird.
To have a cup of tea is to have a cup of tea.
Okay.
And then to have your tea is to have your dinner.
That's very complicated.
Tea is a very convoluted word.
I mean, for me, it's just tea, but maybe it's like what tea is for you Brits is like 20 different words for ice for
the Inuit.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I knew what I wanted to say was wrong, so I couldn't think of the right one right now. But again, you can't judge me for what comes out of my mouth today. I mean, most of the time you can't, but especially not today since I'm handicapped at my head.
I mean, I just feel like that's an excuse, Monica.
At least today I have one.
True.
So, what were we talking about before you mentioned it? We're not talking about anything specific.
I love these episodes because we really do just, like, record our conversations.
Yeah.
Like, that's why normal. They're so cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, we had some tech upgrades here at in my household, in my business home quarters, headquarters, Thankful Cow Solutions, HQ, whatever you want to call it. We had a little bit of a tech splurge and got some much needed upgrades that's so excited about.
Look at you. Takes forever for you to get a new desk, and once that's sorted, that's basically just the jumpstart you for everything else that you wanted.
It's true. New desk, and then my little tiny laptop looked really funny on my big desk, so I was like, And we were having our Dragon Powered Studio Games Hour on Saturday past there, and Tom was like, you better be moved into your new office in time for us to have game session. I was like, well, I need monitors in order to actually play games, because my laptop can't play games, but my gaming computer can. So we were looking at monitors. So I got new monitors for my desk and have completely moved into my new office.
Was it always the plan for you to bring the big machine beast into your desk?
Yeah, it was, because there's like eventual plans to start streaming and to start playing more like cooperative games, or also to like hang out more on voice chat in our Discord channel as well, just to like encourage kind of interaction on Discord. Which you can join, by the way, at geekcaring.com/discord. Shameless promo. Yeah, so it kind of was the plan. And it's working out really well. It's been a few days now with the whole setup, and I couldn't imagine not having two monitors, because I've joined the dual monitor life, and it's awesome.
Dual monitor life. I mean, I can't imagine going back to a super small screen. I have this super big one. So that's comfortable, because I have like half of my screen doing that and half of the screen doing other stuff. But I can't imagine that having dual screen has its own benefits that I have no idea about.
It's been pretty great. Like, when did I get these? They arrived on Wednesday or Thursday. I don't even remember what day it was. And
really? Yeah. I would have now said Saturday or something, but
No, it was Wednesday or Thursday. I want to say maybe Wednesday, or no, I want to say Thursday. It was on Wednesday or Thursday. I don't remember. It was last week.
Last week, before the games night, at least.
Before the games night. And like, I've just been obsessed with my office.
I don't quite get why you needed the big computer to be on voice chat.
No, not to be on voice chat, to be able to play games on. Because my little laptop, it is not strong enough to support playing games. Not, like, intensive games, anyways.
Okay, I hear you.
Which is a shame, but, like, I think it does run Hearthstone, and it will probably run, like, small games. It's just, you know, the bigger ones, like Warcraft, and, well, that's really the only big game I'm playing right now. So, Warcraft. Yeah, so we'll see. We'll see.
So basically, when you travel, you can't take your games with you.
No.
Sad times.
Sad times. But I can take Hearthstone, whether it's on my laptop or on my phone. And recently, I rediscovered my / Tom's SNES and Sega emulators, which are on like a little external hard drive, which we're going to bring to Florida when we go this year.
Nice.
And yeah, I'll maybe do a few experiments and see what can be supported on my laptop without completely fucking it.
I have a feeling that you shouldn't push it to its limits.
No, not this beast. Beast. Not this wimp.
Because it's already doing weird things out of the box.
Yeah, exactly. But, you know, I don't need to rely on computer games when we head to Florida, because Tom and I finally, after 2 years of wanting it, splurged on a Nintendo Switch.
I can't even, I didn't think it would happen that soon, but I'm very relieved. It would happen. I'm very relieved it did.
I mean, to be honest, it was one of those things. We've wanted it for so long, and we really have not spent money on either ourselves or on tech since we started our business 2 years ago. Anything that we did buy, it was on travel, which, yes, I know that travel is like not a necessity or anything, but like any extra money that we've had has gone to travel. So this little splurge has felt really good, the fact that we've been able to do it.
And I mean, you wanted a Switch for so long as well.
It's not like it was an uneducated decision or like a out of the blue splurge or something. So
I'm so excited because we already played Mario Kart together.
Yeah.
Woo!
We immediately became Mario Kart or Switch friends, not just Mario Kart friends. And we're playing some Mario Kart online
over the weekend. Which is weird though, isn't it? So
super weird.
Apparently you cannot join as a group for a big race. So we first tried out and played in a friend's room, but that means we're only the three of us and CPUs. But that's boring.
Which is still fun.
Yeah.
I like playing against a CPU. I don't know. I'm a weirdo.
That's the only ones I win against, I guess. So that's basically why I'm like, oh, well, okay. But then we saw that you can make tournaments.
So Tom made a tournament for us, and we hung out in it. And random people joined. So we were eventually playing with some random people.
Which I still find is a weird setting. I mean, Tom called it Mario Kart something something.
Maybe we should make a Geek Herring one and like just have a standing Geek Herring tournament. We can share like the Geek Herring tournament code to everyone and just like encourage some Geek Herring competition.
Yes, we're going to do that.
Yes, a weekly Geek Herring Mario Kart competition.
Okay, cool. I am down for it.
Yeah, that sounds amazing.
We can set that up.
So let's do it after and put the number in the show notes.
Yes, we can do that. That's exciting. Now we're all in the big Switch family. I like that.
Yeah.
I mean, you totally outed me.
When did I out you?
With my hours on Zelda, you outed me. Well, I mean, not that I'm very ashamed of my hours that I played in Zelda.
When did I out you?
You know, you messaged me. That's basically calling me out, outing me.
Oh, but I didn't like publicly out you.
No, not yet. Now.
For all the hours that you have sunk into. I mean, you've brought it up now, Monica, but weird if I didn't tell our listeners that you've sunk over 124 hours into Zelda, which, to be fair, is not that many, really. Yeah.
I mean, it's a very big game.
It's a huge game.
Yeah, I like it.
I mean, Tom told me the other day that he went through and added up all his playtime in Warcraft when he'd been playing for 10 years across all his characters, and he's got a lot, and he's been playing the game for 10 years. So, like, 124 hours, it sounds like a lot, but it's a lot less than 1 year of your life playing Warcraft, because that was what Tom was doing, 10 years.
In honestly, 10
years,
I think...
After 5 years of Warcraft play on top of that. So, you know, 124 hours is fine.
Yeah, it's fine. It's fine. And, I mean, all the adding up game time, it's good times! Sometimes a bit annoying, but when you take forever to get to places, which happens to me at the moment constantly, but whatever.
I mean, all out myself, I have 154 hours recorded on Skyrim on Steam, but I also played it through completely on the Xbox before that, so I have like 500 600 hours on Skyrim.
That easy. Doesn't sound a lot if you consider how long you're playing it.
Just, you know, for outing each other's hours, I'm in. Let's do it. I
can't access my Final Fantasy playtime right now. I gathered some up when I started it in December or January.
You sure did. I did a thing where I finally, for better or for worse, I'm not sure, I uninstalled Final Fantasy from my computer. Because it was taking up like 20 gigs and I haven't played it since, what, April? March?
Sad times! But there is still a house when you come back. I hope so. I have to put it in my calendar that it doesn't get demolished.
Yeah, eventually. I know everybody's, like, changing realms or whatever, but unless you decide to realm change as well, which I wouldn't blame you.
No.
Since everybody else is gone.
And I can still play cross servers, and I did the random play often anyway.
That's true.
And just because you uninstall it doesn't mean that you can't reinstall it.
That's Very true. Like, yeah. I probably eventually, maybe one day, will play it again.
Yeah. You got into Warcraft again also, so
I did.
Who knows?
I did. I spent most of the weekend playing video games. It was really nice, actually. Just knowing that I didn't have anything, like, work pressing or anything, and I just was able to...
I wish somehow I had that as well, but that my time will come. At least in 2.5 or 3 weeks, I will not be available for anything.
What are you doing?
I'm going to Marrakesh.
Oh, yeah.
It's already so soon.
I know, that's not long at all.
Yeah. I need to get my travel insurance. And I think, I'm going to bring my Switch.
Good idea.
So... Because I'm not bringing my laptop. Imagine that.
It's going to be so weird without all of our business people for a week. Like, Tom and I are going to be like,
where's everyone?
It's so quiet.
You will be so productive, though.
You know what? I'll probably end up playing so much, like, so many video games.
Maybe. Then you can brief me when I'm back.
Tom, who was on the episode a few weeks ago from Three Extra Lives, in his weekly Patreon newsletter, he sends out some free game recommendations. Every week, there's always a new one. And this week, he sent out one recommending a free-to-play game on Steam called Under What? And basically, it's like a graphic novel-like kind of thing. There's not much to play. It's just like 10 minutes with a cup of tea. And you make like three choices. And it's the story of a fisherman who gets taken to the bottom of the ocean. And I played it for 19 minutes on Saturday morning with a cup of coffee. It was coffee, actually, that I had, not tea. And it was the weirdest thing ever. Like, I played it through three times, kept getting the exact same ending. And I was just like, what's happening? This is bizarre. So if you fancy checking that out, it's a weird one.
Did you say you finished it in 20 minutes?
I finished it in like 10 minutes, and then I played through another two times to see if I could get a different ending.
So weird.
The artwork is beautiful, though. Like, the artwork in the game is absolutely stunning. So it's worth it for that and a really weird story.
That sounds like something anime and manga people would love, because that's sometimes really great artwork and really weird endings and stories.
There you go. And another game, I actually got it in the Humble Bundle back in April, and at the end of July there, was finally released on Steam, and it's called A Short Hike, and I played 2 hours yesterday, and it is the most beautiful indie game ever. Like, it is absolutely stunning. You're a bird, a little robin.
Aww.
And you are camping with your family. And you can't get cell phone reception where you are, so you've been advised that you need to go and hike to the top of the mountain in order to get cell phone reception. So there's lots of, like, little quests along the way, and races and mini games. And honestly, like, it is the most enjoyable 2 hours I've ever spent playing a game on a Sunday morning. It was so nice. Like, I'm jealous of my past self for not having played it yet, because I would love to play it again for the first time. Like, this, it was just one of the most beautiful little games, and I haven't 100%ed it. I'm only like 2 out of 8 achievements, and I'm definitely an achievement whore, so I'll be going back and getting the rest of them. But I would wholeheartedly recommend checking out A Short Hike, and we'll put some links to those two games in the show notes, because they're really cool. Well, A Short Hike is a really cool indie game, and Under What is just look at it. It's free.
I mean, it's called Under What, so
yeah,
probably. What? That's cool. Are they both for, do you know, PC only, or are they Mac as well?
Yes, A Short Hike is supported by Mac and Windows, and is currently $5.79 on Steam. Under What is Windows only.
I don't think I'm sad now.
So, sorry about that. Mac people.
Yeah, we're weird people.
But can confirm, super weird game. But do check out A Short Hike, because it was awesome.
Aww, I have to look it up. I do have
Steam. Have you played anything?
I just played the tabletop simulator with you on the weekend where we played werewolves.
Yes.
That was pretty awesome.
Also good. We have a regularly occurring Dragon Pirate Studio game time on a Saturday. It's usually every other Saturday. So yeah, it's like drop-in. And we, for ease, recommend everyone gets Tabletop Simulator because there's so many board games you can play on it. But we always default to Werewolf.
Understandably, which is fine. So.
And fun and awesome. And it's just the best game ever. I'm playing it across like oceans and countries and continents. It's so cool.
I played it once before in real life on a birthday party from a friend of mine. And they played it regularly, and I played it with them, and I loved it, and I bought the cards, even though I knew that I will probably never have at least 8 people to play this stuff with. So now I have the cards, and we've never actually played it, but now I can play it with you guys. That's awesome. Yeah. So I'm excited.
I know. The Dragon Pirate Studio community is, like, really cool. At least the core group. We've got a lot of people in our Discord that I have no idea who they are, because they never talk, and that makes me a little bit sad.
They had to. There are a lot of lurkers out there. Never judge the lurkers.
I'm not judging. I'm just like, who are you? Like, there was somebody playing Warcraft yesterday when we were looking for people to do dungeons with. And I was like, who is this person? I named them. And I was like, who is this? Does anybody know who it is? And like, Tom and Marty and Pete were all like, no, we don't know who that is. Like, okay. So, like, that's the cool thing about Discord is that you don't have to be active in order to be in it. Like, you can still get all the updates even if you're not super chatty.
Awesome. No, but other than that, I did so much work and then I went to bed. That was not a fun lot of entertainment for me going on the weekend. But the werewolf already, I was thinking I should actually work, but these 2 hours of my life will be better invested doing something that I enjoy. Not that I hate my work, but it was just a lot of it, so I need a change of wallpaper. That's not what you say.
change of scenery.
Yes, yeah. I'm gonna call it change of wallpaper now.
I like it.
So I did that and it was well worth it.
It was fun. You were good.
I mean, no, I'm such good. A bad liar. I'm still proud about the fact that I got killed as a tanner. That's like, that was my biggest achievement. I it just had so to good. Let Bea to talk herself down.
Yeah. Oh, man. You and Frasley, I don't know. You're like the funniest.
What?
You and Frasley, you're just, you never know if you're being serious or what. Like, it's so funny.
But I'm so bad at lying. I can't come up with proper things, so I most of the time when I'm in, I'm listening and trying to.
And then, like, for me, 95% of the time, I'm just telling the truth. I'm like, I'm the troublemaker. Again, I switch these two. I'm a mason. I was the only one, so I can't prove it, but
I was the only
a mason. Like, it just, I never really, I don't know, it was funny. And then there was the one time that I was the minion, and it was just like, I don't know how to do this. I'm shit-blind.
I really loved Frasley's move at the end, where he just was a troublemaker and moved his car to the side.
And then, it was so funny. And then Marty claimed it.
I mean, that was really smooth.
Yeah. So, Geek Herring listeners, what games have you been playing recently? We would love some recommendations.
Maybe you also play Tabletop Simulator and know awesome games that we could also play. Just getting some more information.
Or you play Switch or Steam and you want to share friend codes? Because
yes,
we got all these.
Yes.
Or Battle.net codes? Because also, like, I do a lot of Blizzard stuff, so we could be Battle.net friends.
That's just for Amanda, though. But
You technically have a Battle.net because you played Hearthstone once upon a time.
Yeah, but I don't even know. I don't even know, man.
I don't know.
No
man.
Password, remembering, nothing. Yeah, share all the things with us if you want to play together sometime.
Yeah, maybe we'll put our usernames in the show notes as well so you can like hang out with us.
And if you have a Switch, you should definitely join our Switch tournament. Which we will also put the number in the show notes.
Yes, we will.
Great that nobody actually can see what we're doing here, but we're pointing down with the finger very frenetically.
Just a shorty, quickie for you today.
Ayo.
Ayo.
Thanks for listening to us, for tuning in, for being weird together with us, because why not?
Why not? Weirdness is the best.
Yes, and we have awesome things coming up, so stay tuned, guys, stay tuned.
Oh my god, yeah, so much awesome coming up. See you again next week.
Bye.
Bye. If you like this episode of Geek Herring, why not leave us an iTunes review? You can also find us on social at Geek Herring and over on geekherring.com.
This show is brought to you by Dragon Powered Studio. Find more at dragonpoweredstudio.com.